And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Corey Sandin is here with us this weekend, and Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris Shogun and First Mate Kathy here having a great time talking some long-range fishing and more here on Let's Talk Hookup. And what a great prize we're giving away, too, today.
Like, are you kidding me? I mean, if it isn't perfect fit for this time of the year, a full-day trip on the Liberty with Captain Taro out of Fisherman's Landing. We're giving that away to one lucky caller today at 833-288-0973. I give you the number, but they are full.
Yeah, but keep on trying. You'll get... You won't get any, you just get ring, ring, ring. But if you keep ringing, you'll get into the queue as soon as we drop one. So, you'll get through there. Hey, I want to mention, Searcher has a limited, ultra limited load. Frank's old boat, which is now Art Taylor's boat. Ultra limited load. When they say ultra limited, it's like really ultra limited. 14 people.
That's
something
crazy.
Like that. And they have two spots left on one that's leaving on the 26th. So that's coming up next Saturday.
That's
so
like,
it's a seven-day trip with two spots open. So
that's like nearly arm-to-arm across the stern.
It's like Art always talks about it. It's like, you know, he goes out and says, where is everybody? He's like, oh, this is everybody. So if you want to go with a super light load on the Searcher, they do a great job. Next Saturday, two spots available, October 26th to November the 2nd, a great time to go fishing for sure. And Frank, there's a big event going on this week at Dana, or next weekend at Dana Inn, right, Frank and Kathy?
Yes, there is. Jeff Roberto from Sushi on a Roll is trying to set a world Guinness Book of World Record for the most number of rolls, sushi rolls they can make. He has gotten some of his great friends that are sushi chefs also, and they're going to be down at the Dana on Sunday, the 27th, and Monday, the 28th. And you can go down and be part of it. It's all you can eat sushi. It's $100 if you get your ticket earlier, $125 at the door. All you can eat sushi, and on top of the rolls that they're doing, they're going to have other sashimi and other sushi products there, and it includes libation and other special surprises, they say, which we don't know. Yeah, so it starts at 2 o'clock on Sunday and goes till 10 o'clock that night, and they'll continue to roll through the night. But
you
then
can
again,
eat a lot of sushi in those hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you can eat. So you can hang out from 2 till 10 and just kind of graze all afternoon on sushi, and all the money that's raised for this event is going to fund Friends of Rollo.
Wow.
So it's a great charity that he's picked to donate to, and it'll be exciting because, you know, how many they're trying to set 100,000 rolls.
100,000 sushi.
100,000 pieces.
Pieces, yeah.
That's a lot of sushi.
That's a lot of sushi.
And they're going to have a lot of chefs there. It's good. That sounds like a great time. And to go watch them roll in and setting these records, that's
right
at the Dana Inn, which is right across from the launch ramp. They're right across from Dana Wharf. From Dana Market, yeah.
And if you want to look on the internet, it's called. Just look at Sushi Festival San Diego 2019.
All right,
and it'll tell you all about it.
You know, an idea for those people that have businesses. You know, we're doing it at Fisherman's and Point Loma Sport Fishing and Seaforth. Is that we're just going to buy everybody that works for us lunch that day, and I believe they have free delivery. But if not, we can send somebody over there and pick it up.
How nice!
But, you know, it's a good idea, good way to treat your employees to lunch and. And you're benefiting Friends of Rollo or taking kids fishing. So
how cool is that?
That's cool.
Really
cool.
Neat.
So once again, the website again, Kathy?
Just type in on the internet, Sushi Festival San Diego 2019, and it'll pop up.
And, of course, Jeff Roberto, what a great guy.
He absolutely is.
He is a fantastic sushi chef and just a super generous person, does a lot for Captain Rallo's kids at sea.
Yes,
friends of Rallo, right?
He really does. He just does a lot for sport fishing.
For sport
too.
Fishing, yeah. And he's a heck of a sushi chef, too.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, the best. No doubt about it. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones. They want to talk to you guys.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Los Alamitos this morning. Welcome to the show this morning, John.
Good morning, guys.
Morning,
my question is to Frank, what happened to all the big eye tuna?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. Well, we know that they were hit commercially very, very hard. But yet, they're just swimming offshore is the best thing to say.
Yeah.
The long liners are still catching excellent amounts of big eye tuna.
Are they?
And it's beautiful fish from 50 to 150 pounds.
Yeah.
And they're doing very, very well at it. I think it's more a question of current than anything else. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, it's like the albacore. Are we going to see good big eye fishing again? You know, big eye fishing has never been consistent. But I think we will see it, you know. We're going to have some years where we're going to have some great big eye fishing, yes.
And it's just that biomass, like you're saying. I mean, it's kind of below Hawaii. It's out toward Hawaii and below Hawaii. And whenever that biomass that just swings this way, it ends up here, and it's
all a current situation.
It is, absolutely.
So does that answer your question?
It does.
Okay. All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Okay, speaking of big eye, what about the A word, the albacore? You think we're ever going to see albacore again in San Diego, Frank?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
I just believe in the cyclical part of sport fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like bonita, you know.
Yeah, look how they came back.
And I've told the story before when I was a kid when fishing a fishing derby. I caught three bonita in one day, and there was a picture of me on the L.A. Mirror News catching bonita.
Breaking news.
Bonita make comeback.
Make comeback.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
did.
You know, it happened back then. That was 50 years ago,
yeah.
60 years ago. So
cycle.
Yep. I believe in that. So
yeah, and everything on the ocean happens in cycles, whether it's the anchovy and the sardine. Actually, it all starts with that, you know, and the plankton,
right,
and wherever the feed is, and the blue whales come to that, and so do the fish. It just ends up a trickle-down kind of cyclical.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like in, seems to be like 5 to 7 year periods, kind of, you know?
Well, it is, and then, although for the albacore, it's been at least 10, I believe.
Yeah.
10, maybe
at
more.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. And but I still believe we'll have them back again. I just don't know when.
Absolutely. There's a whole era of younger anglers that have never even seen an albacore.
That don't have a clue,
yeah.
You know. And
what that's like.
And the graphite rods that are not going to be conducive with what goes on, you know.
And I got to point out that albacore are fun to catch. But, you know, really an albacore is... To me, it's very similar to a Dorado. They're not smart.
Yeah.
Whereas bluefin are much more challenging.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yellowfin can be very touchy, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I just don't know why I would worry about an albacore showing up when we're having the kind of fishing we're having.
No question about it.
Agreed, 100%.
You catch a 50-pound bluefin. Remember, in April and May, we were catching 50 to 60 pound bluefin, 30 to 40 miles from San Diego.
Sweet.
How can you beat
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. Know? And this grade of yellowfin that we're catching 25 miles off the coast.
And normally we were waiting until July 4th to hopefully wait
yeah.
for the first albacore,
yeah.
right?
And maybe it lasts through August, right?
Well,
maybe.
There were years that lasted through December.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Yeah. We'll take the good times we have.
My
now.
Answer to is where the albacore is so what?
So all right, let's jump back in the phone.
Worry about those delicious bluefin that are out there right now. Let's talk
yeah.
to Eric. Eric Holm from Valley Center. Welcome to the show, and we appreciate you joining us this morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm going out with you on the Shogun on next Saturday.
All right.
Awesome.
And I was just wondering what kind of equipment I should bring and if you have loaner equipment on the boat.
Yes, we do have loaner equipment on the boat, but you need to call Monica, or actually Jen, and let her know that you're going to need to borrow tackle, okay? And we will loan it to you at no charge. There will be a line charge. But That's it. It usually runs around $40 to $50 for the new fresh line on them. And
what a nice deal that
and
is.
And then you do have to have your own fluorocarbon. But just make sure you check in with Jen. Tell her that you're if you have part of your tackle, just tell her what you're going to need. And I would suggest you have 30, 40, 50, and 60. Or at least 30, 40, 50 will get you by. That's what you should have.
And then you also suggested for the dropper loop yellowtail having an 80-pound setup.
Good idea to have an 80-pound setup,
okay.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah. Although a lot of that yellowtail that they're catching now has been on the iron and on fly line.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So do we not need to bring anything less than 30?
I would say definitely not.
Not, okay.
I mean, you can bring something like 20 and hook an 80-pound yellowfin and watch your line disappear.
That yeah, that would be fun. That would really be enjoyable, yeah. But don't do that. All right, Eric, looking forward to going fishing with you. We're going to have some great prizes on the boat and a lot of fun. So it's a great trip and a great group of people, too. So looking forward to seeing you next Saturday. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Sounds like a good time. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck calling from Dana Point this morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Chuck.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Frank and Kathy, always love to hear your stories and so much knowledge. I still love the story about getting towed around when you were younger in the bay by the rays at night.
That used to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. It brought me back when that guy was talking about the sharks yesterday on his little boat. He has to get towed around. And that's what made me think about you, being that young, doing that. Dreams, man. Hey, I went out with Dan from Freedom on my giveaway prize.
The Freedom Boat Club.
What a great club that is. But, a lot of people can't store a boat, or they don't like cleaning the boat, or they don't maintain them, go out and get broke down. Easiest way to do it is join the club. That boat was a sparkling clean. The bait tank worked flawless, had a 200 Yamaha on it. Me and the boys had a great time, caught 9 species. We got back to the dock, and Jessica set everything up as a manager. Captain Rob took us on a training thing. We just started talking about stories, man. What a great group. And Griffin, it's like butler service when you come back.
Nice.
We already washed the boat down, and he was surprised because most of them don't wash them, but not us. We brought our brush, and we had
nice.
It clean. And he goes, hey, you want to wash your reels? And we just, with our jaws open, we've never even been asked that.
That's
no,
cool.
Bro, we got that. We chipped him, and he was just totally happy. We were so happy. We caught 9 species. And then we had our Mylar casting contest with me and the kids. We ended up plucking 9 balloons out of the ocean.
Nice. Good
and,
for you.
Yeah. It was great.
That's
really
cool. That's really awesome. Well, Chuck, I'll tell you what. I am so impressed with that Freedom Boat Club.
What a cool deal.
It's such a great idea.
To be able to step on a boat and to be able to walk away from it and you're done.
Yeah, yeah. And you have a membership. It's not for everybody because, guys like myself and you, we like owning our boats and doing our boats. But if you don't want to own a boat, but you want to have access to a boat, and plus access to boats all over the country.
So not only
Freedom
here.
Boat clubs,
so if you're a member, you can
200 different clubs across the country. You go to Florida, you want to go fishing or diving?
Seriously,
you can use one of their boats.
Well, I didn't know it was
that
cool.
You want to go to Lake Erie? You want to go do that? You can go up there and use one of their boats. They have clubs all over the United States. But
that sounds like a neat vacation deal, actually.
Yeah, but Freedom Boat Club, I'm very impressed with their operation since we've been involved with them. So thanks, Chuck. Appreciate the call this morning. All right, let's find out what's biting out there with the one and only fishdope.com recorder, Captain Dave Hansen.
And today it's sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers, one of my favorites, at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And just a note, the spices and rubs are now available at Dana Landing on Mission Bay.
Indeed. Wow. And good morning, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey. Good morning, Frank. How are you today, sir?
Doing great, morning. Dave. How are you?
Great. My dad says me and I get to get together and do a little talking, I guess.
Well, anytime.
All right, buddy. That'd be cool. People on my website will enjoy it. Well, hey, look at this fishing. Absolutely insane yellowfin fishing still right outside of Frank's Harbor. It's like 25, 30 miles from the bait barge. And it's still biting very, very good. It's very, very good yellowfin fishing. If you guys haven't had a chance to get in on that, I tell you to get down there and get in on it. The quality of the fish is getting better, and they're still biting like it's the middle of the summer. I don't think they want to leave. They want to get into those big white bags with all the ice in it because they're tired of this hot water. So go down there and help them. Get in those bags. Guys, those fish want to get in the bags, but you're going to have to help them. And I'm over here at Catalina today. The weather is absolutely spectacular. I'm just coming out of the isthmus with a nice cup of coffee. There's not a ripple on the water. Bass fishing's still very good over here at Catalina. If you find a little bit of condition and find somewhere where there's not a whole bunch of animals, you can actually catch some bass. And there's some big yellows over here at Catalina still. We looked at a lot of big yellows yesterday, but the California Sea Lions made sure we didn't catch any. And then look on what's going on the coast, guys. We're in the transition period along the coast here, and the rockfish fishing seems to be going very, very well. So we got good weather. We got great fishing. All I can suggest is that if you're not fishing, I have no idea why, except maybe you got married yesterday.
Hey, Dave, did you hoop while you were over there?
Yeah, we did, Pete. It's not in the shallows. It's not that good.
Oh.
My guys got it. But they got enough lobsters to eat a couple of dinners, but it wasn't wide open by any stretch of the imagination.
All right. It's just kind of a cycle, or what do you think?
I don't know. It was really, really good last week in the shallows, and then we ended up catching 4 legals last night. We caught about 150 shorts, but
yeah,
they had fun nonetheless, and the weather was beautiful, and we're only having to pull in 20 feet of water, so that's always good.
Gotta love that. All right, and of course, fishdope.com has your source for all the information. That's what I do, and I go fishing, is check fishdope.com, because Dave and Mark and a lot of great guys report back, and their whole kind of network of people give you the exact spots of where you need to be. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your code, and your saltwater guide. How do we find you?
Well, guys, I'm coming to San Diego for that Tackle Days. I'll be down there speaking on one of those beautiful sport fishing boats down there in San Diego on the 2nd of November. I'll be doing the Dave Hansen Show down there. You guys, if you haven't ever seen it before, it's something to see. And you can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'm pretty much trying to help you catch the last fish in the ocean.
There you go. Right,
and look forward to seeing you on November 2nd at Tackle Days. Fisherman's Landing. That's a huge day, Dave, and it's gotten really huge, and a lot of deals that cannot be passed up for sure.
Indeed. It's going to be fantastic. Dave, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a great week. Talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Appreciate that.
And the Catch Report is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the good old USA for over 3 decades. Check out the new Fish Pro series from Anza Knives, made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. And the Fish Pro series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com and for more details, or get the Fish Pro series of Fishman's Processing.
Hey,
Sean,
you know, speaking of the Fish Pro series, I was able to use the one of the Fish Pro series on Friday, filleted some fish, and I'd really like Raymond's knife, the 6S, that 6S that Raymond had custom built.
Another Anza knife.
It's an Anza. It's part of the Fish Pro series, but it's a really unusual. It doesn't look like a regular fillet knife, but man, when you're talking about cutting tuna and stuff, that thing works. I was pretty impressed with it.
If it's good enough for Sean and the boys, it's worth checking out.
Yeah,
for
no
sure.
doubt. You can get them at Fisherman's Processing there at AnzaKnives.com. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Rich. Rich calling from Bradley. We appreciate you joining us and being patient this morning, Rich.
Yeah, I feel like I've been in the hospital. Real patient. And I'm really enjoying the show, too. Some of the details you gave about your perspective on tying the fluorocarbon directly to the power pro kind of brought up a couple other questions for me, because you talked about you need everywhere from 30 to 80 pound line. When you go on one of these long range trips and you have an opportunity to get your line trashed by something big and gnarly, do you need to have a big backup of line to re-spool, or did the boats have bulk spools to get you back in business? And one other question is, Kathy talked about, and Frank talked about not wanting to use the monofilament, but where are the times when you would actually really want to use the monofilament? So maybe you could fill in the little gaps there in the details on line management for me.
Well, first of all, the boats do carry, and I'm sure all the boats do, but Royal Polaris Shogun, Royal Star, American Angler, I know, carry plenty of bulk spools all the way from 20-pound to 150-pound, even up to 200-pound, and 200-pound being just for your kite leaders. But as far as trashing your line, you know, any time that you need new line, the guys will put it on for you when they make a move. I know quite often I will make an announcement at the end of the day and reminding people to make sure that they do change out their mono. And usually all you have to do is take your reel off of your rod and put it up on the beach up top and have a little tag on it that says 20-pound or 40-pound or 60-pound. And the guys on their watch at night will fill it for you, and all you do is come back up and pick it up.
How cool is that?
It's a nice deal, yeah. It's a nice service. The crews on your boats, Frank, are second to none. They're so good at what they do.
Well, I thank you for that, Pete, and thankfully there are more boats that have, you know, I don't need to tell you about Brian Kiyohara's crew, Tim Ekstrom's crew.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the guys have some fantastic crews.
The San Diego Sport Fishing
League. It's all about how they were brought up, as Brian has testified before, who they worked under and everything else. So.
It's such a blessed thing that we live in here in San Diego. We have not only the finest sport fishing fleet in the world, but also the bait hauler, the Everingham Brothers. I mean, where else in the world can you pull up and get?
I have an answer for that.
A scoop.
Nowhere else in the world.
No.
Well, at least
in the West Coast, in Southern California.
That quantity and, number one, the quality.
Yes.
Yes.
When you think about all the types of fishing you've talked about today, Cedrus, the surf fishing, the fishing 25 miles from the point, everything. I mean, where can you get this many choices of style of fishing? There is nowhere.
No.
There
absolutely
really
is
not. Yeah, you can go certain other places and catch a marlin or maybe catch a wahoo, but for the different types of fishing, you can't beat San Diego.
Nothing like it.
There's nothing like the sport boats. There's nothing like the landings. But one thing that we don't talk about really is on the bait boats, they have a very unique way of loading the bait that is done nowhere else in the world. And the anchovy sardine never leave the water. They are literally crowded to the boat and loaded with water into water, and they never leave.
They're unloaded the same way.
It's different from they take care of all the way up to Dana Point, just like we heard.
Brian Woolley.
Exactly, yeah. Brian Woolley. Thank you, Pete. Yeah. And from there up, it's done Braille style. So
yeah.
It's very unique.
There really isn't enough credit given to the Irvingham.
Hey, they work hard. I know firsthand.
Yeah, Corey was there.
Because without them, we'd be in deep bending.
Yes,
that's
no doubt
about it.
Absolutely. Hey, Rich, thanks a lot for the nice words. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
I hope that answered your question.
Oh, that was a good answer for sure, Frank. Let's talk to Doug. Doug come from Montebello this morning. Thanks for joining us, Doug.
Yeah, when you got two fish or three fish hooked with a deep hook set, and how many times have you ever had it? Tell your pastor, just go to the galley and cut the cards. How many times did it happen?
We don't usually go to the galley. We usually bring it out. But how many times has that happened? Oh, I don't know. I would say in my lifetime I've seen it happen 50, 60 times at least.
Okay. Interesting.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call.
That's a good question. It is a very unique deal, but it does happen often.
Well, trying to remember the story exactly how it came about, but that's right. It was Jeff Burrows and a baseball player.
Yes.
And another guy and another guy. I might have my story slightly mixed up, but anyhow, it was a three-hook fish.
You're kidding me.
No.
Three.
And it was a big fish,
five gaffs.
And Loomis brought out the cards, and the first guy drew a three, and the second guy drew a three, and the third guy drew a six.
Jeez.
But what was really eerie about it is when we got to the dock, the fish weighed 336 pounds.
That is crazy.
What a crazy story.
That's a crazy one. Are you kidding
me? And so did the guy that drew the six get the fish?
Of course. Of course. But it was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a long time ago.
Yeah. That's a crazy story.
Jeff was still playing ball, so that was quite a while ago.
That's crazy. Yeah, I love the good stories.
Does Jeff still ride the boat with you?
No.
No.
No. I talked to him not too far and too long ago. I think he's been on the Royal Star a few times in the last 10 years, but I don't think he's fishing.
I remember fishing with you with him on the Royal Star, or Royal Players, excuse me. And it was a good time for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Dennis. Dennis calling from Linda Vista this morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Dennis.
Good morning, guys, Captain Frank. Listen, the Royal Players is known for its excellent working for the expert fishermen that fish it, but for us novice that have never gone on it, what are the shorter trips, and are you able, the crew able to help us tie knots and kind of take us under their wing?
Well, you bring up a very good point, because to me that's a little bit false that we're known for, you know, we may be known for that, but what we really care about is the beginner, because you know, guys like Corey and Pete Gray, they're spoiled as hell.
Right?
No doubt. They catch an 80, 100-pounder, and they're like, yeah, okay, let me go get another one. Whereas the beginner, seeing the joy and the enthusiasm when he lands a 70 or 80-pounder and can't wait to get his picture taken and the whole bit, to me, that's where it's all about. And we really try to emphasize that. I will admit sometimes the crew can be catering to the regular a little bit more, but we do our darndest to remind our crew that, you know, it's that beginner that really needs your help, or that guy making the first trip on the boat that's not familiar with how we do things. So, you know, treat them with kind words and work well with them.
That's, and I've witnessed how your crew treats new people, and they really kind of take them under their wing. And I've always said it, the long range trip on the quality boats like the Royal Players Shogun are like an education. And you can go out knowing nothing about fishing and come back knowing a lot about fishing.
And like
it's
Kathy,
because of the crew.
And like Kathy mentioned earlier in the show, the women that like to come out and they're really taken under the wing. You know what? It's one thing that all the guys at your level, Frank, talk about is the women are willing to listen.
I'll also say that, you know, if you ask a question, they're going to really, really want to help you.
Oh, absolutely.
But sometimes they're a little standoffish if you don't ask, because they're not sure you want help. So
yes.
If you just let them know in the very beginning of the trip, I need help. This is, you know, my skill level, and I'm going to need, you know, I'm going to need some help. They are going to be very attentive.
Well, we all know how guys are about, you know, asking directions and
right?
stuff like that. And it's like, just ask. Ask the crew. They'll help you, for sure. Dennis, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And, Dennis, I thank you for bringing that up, because to me that's probably the most important part is the new angler, the beginner that comes on the boat.
That's right. For sure.
That's good stuff. We're learning some really good stuff on today's show. We appreciate everybody joining us. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with Frank and Kathy on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. event. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We will have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and having so much fun in studio today, Pete.
Frank Lopresti, Kathy here, and having a good time talking fishing, talking about live bait fishing, which is our thing, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Cool.
What would, if we didn't have live bait fishing, would it just be all lure fishing, Frank? What would we do? It's like, man, you don't realize how important that is until you say.
No, we'd be catching a lot more mackerel, and we'd be snagging our own sardines and doing everything we could.
Sure. Just a lot more time spent trying to catch your own bait before you left.
Yeah.
Might be chunking more.
Yeah, chunking.
You know, and a lot of people think you'd catch sardines best with a Yozuri or something like that.
Yeah, right.
But you won't. You want straight, shiny hooks.
Yeah,
straight,
that's true. Shiny hooks. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
Great. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. They all want their chance at that full-day trip on the Liberty. Let's talk to John. John Cohn from San Diego this morning. Thanks for joining us, John.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have some friends out on the Vagabond on a 10-day. I was wondering if you'd heard how they're doing down there.
God, you know, I hadn't read too much on Mike Lackey's trip. I know that they were scratching at Guadalupe. I know that they had one tough day, but I can tell you this much. If he's on a 10-day trip, he's had some very good fishing, because the fishing down around the 13 and the Uncle Sam and that area for the yellowfin and the, you know, decent scratch at Wahoo and some yellowtail has been very, very good.
And how, as the fall moves on for 10-day trips like Kathy's trip, does it get better? I mean, is it possible to even be better than it already is?
I often think November can be the best month Wahoo fishing.
Really?
You know, but, you know, October, November, December, even into January, some of the greatest Wahoo fishing. Like, so far this year, Alejos has been a bit disappointing. There's been a couple nice catches of Wahoo. I know Justin Fleck went in there and had 60 one day. But there's going to be a shot of very good Wahoo fishing, I'll bet, at Alejos. And it quite often goes into January, February.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay?
There's been several years where the long-range boats going down to fish Hurricane Bank on their way down would catch 100 to 200 Wahoo at Alejos.
Wow.
So, craziness.
Where is Alejos Rocks?
It's 160 miles to the closest point of land, which is San Roque Point.
which is off of kind of
which is
south
just
of
north.
Bay.
No, way up north of Ascension Island.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and it's about, to put it into perspective to you, Pete, it's about 25 miles south of San Pablo.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's in
that's
the middle of the ocean.
Point of line. Yeah, it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's where we, remember you bought a condo there.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And when I was on the Royal Players, they told me what a great deal it was.
That's the way we make a little more side money.
Yeah, absolutely, selling condo. Selling plots of land on Alejos Rocks, which is not very big. It's not as big as a studio, right? Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Oh, good stuff. Let's talk to Harry. Harry's calling from Chula Vista. Thanks for joining us this morning, Harry.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'd like to ask Frank if he thinks it's time to start working on the stormwater, like not allowing it to go into the ocean and into the bay, or should we be thinking about treating it now instead of like we do with sewage? And I just want to ask Frank about that.
Well, I think the stormwater issue is an issue in San Diego Bay for sure and Mission Bay. I definitely feel it should, it comes down to what can be done. And I think if there's a method of treating it, that would be huge. But the problem is that the lines that lead to the water, you're talking major, major work. So I don't see any way that right now that it could be stopped.
Yeah.
I think it could be treated. And do I think it should be done? Absolutely, because it definitely will make for cleaner and better fish in San Diego Bay
and
better for the lobsters.
Absolutely.
And
it's good for everything around. But if you look at what Orange County's done through Irvine, and I'm not sure how exactly to do it, but it goes into holding ponds and it's, debris is collected or whatever. But then it's put back into the river and it lets the earth naturally absorb it and take care of it and put back into the aquifer. So it's
the problem that I'm worried about when the suggestion is brought up is how is it going to be done?
How? Yes.
It's beyond my mind. It's going to take some engineering miracles to see it happen.
Urban runoff into the ocean is a huge problem.
A serious
not
deal.
Everywhere.
Yes.
It's a huge problem as we get more population.
I'll tell you, Pete, what I think is a bigger problem that I'm concerned about. And it's a certain group of environmentalists that want to close every island in the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay? And it is
ridiculous.
You have no idea how serious it is. I mean, no longer can go to Clipperton to sport fish.
Yeah.
You can only go there to dive. You can, they're trying to do the same thing to the Revilla Hijitos.
Yeah.
And I do think there's like Pulmo Park, I think is a fabulous idea.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain areas.
But it's just one small
piece.
But
now there's a couple of professors that are pushing to close Guadalupe.
Yeah.
Why? So everybody can go dive there and get ate up by a white shark?
Yeah.
What is the reason for it?
No reason
at
all.
And
the access.
And if this continues, I wonder what these environmentalists are going to say when they go into a restaurant and the only thing they can eat is a steak.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't have a piece of fish, can't have any lobster. I mean, there's one environmentalist that is pushing to shut down lobster fishing at Guadalupe.
Oh, my gosh.
All fishing of all kinds.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
And you got people making a living at it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll step on my soapbox for a minute if you don't mind. And
please.
And us being lovers of the ocean are more conservation-minded and more understanding of what goes on in the environment of the ocean and then basically, I don't know, I'll stop there.
But sport fishing does not impact the future of the resource.
And
let me tell you, too, this is an example. I was fortunate enough to go to Midway Island a few times, take groups there, and it was an amazing experience to see the Laysan albatross, to see the the incredible bird life, the ocean life there, the tiger sharks, the whole environment there. We can never go back there again because they closed it. And is that what we want for the future of these islands, is to never experience, have let our children and grandchildren never experience these incredible wonders of the world, these islands? No, I think it's wrong.
And it's great for the small group of scientists that want to do their research.
Exactly, only the scientists. But, but that's a handful of people that go there over and over again, and the people don't get to experience. No, it's a threat for the future.
It's a very serious problem.
Yeah. And truly, the harvest of fish, there's limits set forth by the Mexican government, by the U.S. government, and Their limits are set forth, and nearly every fish that we do fish for is a pelagic.
Yes.
You know, and it's swimming up and down the coast and finds a coast as easily as it finds an island, and it's a sustainable harvest. It
Absolutely.
Truly is.
And Frank brings up the example of Cabo Pulmo's National Park in the East Cape area. It's a fabulous park. I mean, the diving is unbelievable, and there's many, many people from all over the world that go and access. It's a small area. It's heavily protected by the people actually running the facilities there, which is fantastic. But you can fish all around it, and it's not damaging that resource.
Yeah,
if they want to set aside small things like that, great. But don't close them.
It's right? Totally. And and like I said, we're definitely, four of us in studio here are as much or more conservation-minded than the individuals that think they're better than everybody else.
What happens is you get a certain group of either professors or environmental leaders, call it, that want to push that, and we aren't getting enough of the other side of the story writing papers as to why they should be
why they should.
There it is.
It's just easier to put a fence up around it.
That's right.
There's our political rant for the week.
There it is. Harry, see what you started? Thanks for the call this morning.
Definitely a good one, Harry. Let's talk to Mark. Mark Cole from CNT. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, Pete, my wife grew up on Midway Island, and she said the same thing to me every day. My question is, mono and fluorocarbon, okay? When you're fishing for tuna, say a 30 to 50-pound tuna, what is the best to use so that the bait swims more natural? Because I heard that I was using fluorocarbon one time, and the guy said I was using a top shot of fluorocarbon, and the guy said, no, just use mono because the bait swims more natural. I was confused.
So it's really a matter of preference. I like mono because it does, I feel it makes a bait swim better, but people like fluorocarbon because they say the line can't be seen, and the bait, no matter if it's swimming well or not, gets bit because they can't see the line. So there's different opinions about what's better.
I will add something more to that, and that is if you have a 15-foot or even a 30-foot top shot, the more important thing to me, whether you're using fluoro or mono, is how you fish that bait. If you think about it, if you're fishing from a boat like the RP or the Shogun, and you hold your rod up and your tip up just at a comfortable level, you can have 30 feet of your bait can be out 30 feet away from the boat, and you're only going to have 2 feet of line in the water, okay, if you're following me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the most important part. So if you have mono or fluorocarbon and you don't go too long a top shot, then you're onto your spectra, and sardines pull spectra so easy it's not even funny. So really, if you take advantage of all those things, I don't know how you can go any better.
Absolutely. And two things that stick out of my head, the difference between mono and fluoro, and this is for inshore, you know, bass fishing. The mono has a lot more stretch than fluoro, and fluoro has a lot better abrasion resistance against the teeth, against whatever it might be, you know.
Indeed.
So there is a plus and minus, and I'm a fluoro guy.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
That's a good one. Let's jump into a talk to John. John Cohn from Mira Mesa this morning. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask Frank to
you wouldn't mind strolling down a little bit of memory lane. Back in the old days, before the advent of Spectra, when guys had to use boat had to attach to a backup rod when the guy's getting spooled and or lower him a skiff. When was the last time you can remember that ever occurring?
Huh. I'm not sure I got all of the questions.
Well, well so before Spectra and when you had big reels full of mono, the backup rod where you'd have to, you get spooled and you have to throw the water, get somebody into the skiff.
When was the last time I saw that happen? Oh, it's only been a couple of years ago because it still happens even with the Spectra now and then. But generally, do we have a backup reel, rod and reel ready to go? Nothing like we used to. And it used to be before, it would happen several times during the trip.
Yeah.
I mean, on a long trip.
Would you run out of backup reels?
No.
You had
not
enough?
Not really. Yeah. No, we usually kept at least two. And, you know, you're talking a major big fish, unless you have some guy with a, you know, sometimes you have a guy that's using 80-pound or 100-pound test line, and he's got 10 pounds worth of drag. Well, then you're going to need more than just one backup.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Hey, does that answer your question well enough?
Yeah, sure. I just thought it was interesting to think about.
You know, what I remember even more than that is some of my first trips to Socorro, fishing at O'Neill Rock, and guys, everybody fishing 150 to call it 150-pound yellowfin with 6-aught reels and watching the side plates literally smoke and me taking a bucket of water and pouring it on the reel.
To cool them down.
Yeah.
Wow. Some exciting stuff.
We sure didn't land very many. No,
that's crazy.
John, good question. Thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah.
It's amazing, the advent of the new tackle today.
Oh.
What you can do with the modern-day tackle compared to the old days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful stuff.
It's unbelievable what you can do. But you look at how we run our boats. We never had sonar before either.
Yeah.
So, and sonar is everything now.
Yeah. Gotta have it, right?
Yep.
Two-speed reels. You gotta have it.
All that stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
It's good times.
All
right. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck Cohn from Long Beach this morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Chuck.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Great.
You know, Frank, you were talking about as far as beginners and the crew kind of catering to them. I remember watching a Michael Folks production with you a while back that I've taken to heart, like never cast dry line. What other tips would you have for newbies that are getting out there on the boat to do or not to do?
Well, besides not casting dry line, I would say make sure you back off on your drags. Set your drags properly.
Not 10 pounds.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people like to use scales, but you don't really need to use a scale to set your drag. You can pretty well do it just with your hands. You want to remember that that most of the time people set their drags too lightly, and the best way to do that is just, you know, sometime take your 20-pound test line, tie it off to something, and try to break it with your 20-pound test rod, because you're going to have a hard time. And the same thing, if you balance your rod to the line, you know, you can fish a pretty tight drag. And I think fishing a fairly tight drag is fairly important.
Yeah.
Okay. What other hints can I give people? Obviously, picking a good bait is really important. I think practicing your casting is probably the most important thing you can do to become a good angler. It's all about bait presentation, as far as I'm concerned, from the time you grab your bait to the time you cast your bait.
The other thing I'll mention too, Frank, is staying in touch with your bait. Now, today with the Spectra lines, a lot of people lose the feel for actually feeling the bait on the line.
It's communication. There's communication going on between you and your sardine, and it's all in your fingertips. And if
you feel the vibration of the tail?
Absolutely, you'll feel the vibration of the tail. And if you don't feel something, you know, you'll quite often hear a crew member says, "Don't forget, don't be, you know, Don't worry about turning the handle. And that's exactly it. You know, you throw a bait out, and maybe he swims the first 5 or 6 or 10 feet, and then you don't feel him anymore. Well, that's because he turned around and started swimming toward you.
He's under the boat.
And well, he's coming that way, that's for sure. And that's when you want to throw it in gear and catch up with him. And once you catch up with him, he starts swimming the other way again, because now you're pulling on him. So, you know, those are... That's real important stuff.
All right.
And then the other thing I think that's really important is just remembering that you're with a group of anglers. If you could afford to charter the boat by yourself, you would, but you can't. So remember to, you know, watch out for the guy that is trying to follow his fish coming from your left or your right. Be ready to step back, raise your rod, let him go under, et cetera. Those kind of things are all important.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks, that's Chuck, for the call. Appreciate that.
Definitely good stuff. We've learned a lot today with Frank and Kathy in studio. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle and clothing. Choose from hundreds of t-shirts and shorts from AFTCO. It's AFTCO and Fisherman's Landing. Saturday, November 2nd.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. And we had one lucky winner win today, that full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing with John. John from Mira Mesa. You're stoked?
You're going fishing with Taro and the gang on the Liberty. Yeah, lucky you. Hey, Frank, Kathy, great show. Never enough time to talk about all the great stories and experiences that you guys have had. And, Kathy, good luck on your trip.
Thank you. Can't wait to get out there.
Leave us a couple, okay?
I will.
Are you guys going to Guadalupe first?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's not my job.
Okay. You're just going fishing.
My job is to fish when they say we're fishing.
There you go.
And, Pete, good luck on your trip on the show.
Well, I'll be here next Saturday.
Yeah,
so then we're going to jump on it. Yeah, but, Frank, if somebody wants to come on the Royal Polaris Shogun, how do we do it?
Well, you can go to royalplarisportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com. Check out the whole website. You can call our offices 619 226-8030 Monday through Friday, and we're usually there for at least three quarters of the day on Saturday, but closed Sundays.
Indeed. All right, Frank. Well, thank you, and thanks for all your support, too. We sure appreciate everything you do for the fishing community. And thank you for listening today. Thanks to Brian and Adam for all their great help. And next Saturday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be here, and then I jump on the Shogun, and then Corey and Rick will be back with Captain Tim Ekstrom on Sunday from the Royal Star, and that's going to be couple great shows. So
can't wait.
Thanks for listening today. Show. Indeed. And we'll see you next Saturday and Sunday right back here on the Let's Talk Hook Up Radio Network.